happened 58 minutes ago.
Measurably.
And that would be an ordinance to amend the future land use map of the comprehensive plan in relation to tax parcel number 532-12 et al.
Yeah.
Okay?
Actually, this one's one that I think we did kind of miss in the comprehensive plan.
Well, I know that when we were talking about that, we knew that that's what was being contemplated there because we'd had it all before.
Right.
And how that got changed is I'm really not grasping how that happened. And I'm also, you know, you reach a point, and you two know, you guys will find out next time. But you reach a point where you've got plan fatigue. I mean, you've looked at it so much, you've messed with it so much, and then, you know, you see it, but you don't see it.
Overwhelming.
Yeah. And how that got past us, you know, of course, I guess it didn't get past us. It got done by those guys. So it didn't really go back to us for another shot.
Right.
So yeah, I'm, and I think we do have some process issues that we need to address.
Personally, I think it would be great to see some growth on the western side. We need it.
Especially since they provided us, I know it's not cast in stone, but the layout and with Providence Road leading right to a back way to Salisbury. I mean, it's just ideal.
It's really convenient. I mean, it's actually quite convenient. If you live in Laurel and you don't want to go down the highway, it depends on where you live. If you live where I live, I can see Route 13 from my house, so I'm going to go down 13. But if you are on the other side of town, it would probably be just easier to just go out 24, take a left, and go and you go all the way to Salisbury. You don't make another turn. It takes you all the way.
There you go. Yeah.
So I get why they want to do that, but I can't figure out, because I know that when we did it, we had that in mind. That's why when it left here, it was, I'm pretty sure.
How did it get changed? I'm curious, yeah.
Yeah, how did that, or Jamie, do you remember did we miss that at our level? Because did the map we sent up to county council not have that as a development area? I think it was changed, I'm pretty sure.
I can call it up. We didn't have an exhibit for this one showing the various stages like we did with the other one.
Well, don't do it now.
Yeah,
but the point is that I thought we had that.
I can remember looking at the Del Mar area specifically because we had areas that were industrial, we had areas that were growing business.
And if you look at what Del Mar said there, you know, their annexation plan was, it doesn't come all the way out to this property, but it's close, and that's why I thought we said, well, that could be a new developing area. Plus the fact that we had had all that stuff in 2006, we knew that there was, you know, an interest in doing that.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
But I suspect a deferral might be in order here.
Right. Are we going to do the same thing as we did in the others? Leave it open for 10 days for other people to?
I don't have a problem with doing that. I take a little bit of exception to people who say, oh, we didn't know about it. Well, you know what? You're here talking to me about it, so apparently you found out somehow, you know?
Mm-hmm. I did think the one caller even did have a good point about we could put up a sign. That just that would be
black,
something that you ride by and you're like, oh, what's that? Mm-hmm. But
so we don't sign these properties. Those are the two things we don't put a sign up.
Not currently. Under Title IX, this isn't to change the zone.
I understand. I know. We're doing
under comp plan amendments. If the code said you had to put a sign up. And notice everyone. Every time we had a comp plan amendment, we'd have to notice an ordinance, the whole county.
That suggestion was made to us, if you recall, by a Kent County attorney who will remain nameless, who came in here and actually thought that's what we what we should do, notify every single landowner in the county every time we do anything.
I think Jamie is making, he's making a good point there. When you open that Pandora's box, you'll never get it shut.
No, but I agree that we shouldn't be sending out, but I don't think there's a problem with just putting a sign on that this is properties, we're looking at changing the comp plan on this property, since the maps of the comp plan are law, so.
And if the commission hold the record open, so at the moment, this ordinance would be on target for a hearing before county council at its December 14th meeting, and the next commission meeting is on December 9th. So if the record were held open for any length of period, we may re-notice the council meeting and push that back and ask the state to come in January, which would allow an opportunity to do that if we wanted to.
I don't know that we need to.
This is
not like the other.
The other one, we might.
I can provide assurance, though, for anyone listening online, that if we did receive a subdivision application or a change of zone application or a conditional use, that those are land use applications. They go through our normal process. They are noticed in the newspaper. We send out postcard notifications, right. And they do go
through that. The only difference is the postcard notification and the sign, right?
Correct.
Everything else is all done the same way.
Correct.
Yeah.
There was nobody that was even speaking against or for this application, though, right?
No. Other than the state.
Just the state, yeah, right. And the applicant were the only two people that testified.
Yeah. So that's why, yeah, I would, yeah, I'm not, I'm that not, one, I'm not having a hard point about keeping the, yeah.
Yeah, so let's have a motion.
Make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Second.
The move seconded to defer action on the ordinance to amend the parcels at 532. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.